This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's our colleague, emeritus, here on 105.7 The Fan. He was a part of the original crew of Baltimore Baseball Tonight going back to 2011, which you may think is the highlight of his career. But coming up this weekend, he's going into the Orioles Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. He's our friend and yours. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the one and only Joe Orslak. Slack, what is up, buddy? How you feeling?
Good, Bob. Thanks for that intro. And you know what? That was a highlight of my career, but now it's getting a little better.
Yeah, you've had to regroup after all of these years. But, Joe, you go back to when you came up with the Pirates back in 83, and you were with Parker and Don Robinson and John Candelaria, and Chuck Tanner was the manager, kind of the last vestiges of that We Are Family 79 team that beat the Orioles in the World Series. And you had the knee injury. So talk about the start of your career where you were like one of the top rookies in the National League in 84. And then, you know, to transition to Baltimore and how things kind of turned around for you with the Orioles.
Well, I broke my foot in 87, and my days with the Pirates were pretty much over. They had written me off at 25 years old, and I got a job at the last. I went to instruction league. They didn't call me up, and I got to end up getting a job in the Dominican Republic. One day before the Dominican started, and I went down there. I went 11 for 13 to start that. I couldn't hit an A-ball pitcher, but I got four hits off Jose Mason one night. Yeah, A-ball pitchers, they throw just as hard, but they don't know where it's going, and they never throw what they're supposed to. That's what I know. Anyway, John Hart was the manager. He was of our team, and he was also the AAA manager for the Pirates or the Orioles, and he put in a good word for me. And I got an opportunity in spring training because I had become a free agent with the Orioles and made the team and ended up playing 5 years with the O's.
Now, you were part of the 89 team. Now, and I remember you telling me the story of the 88 Orioles. You lost the first 21 games. You got clobbered by the Brewers. You know, make it about me. I was there. Happened to bag, obviously, by the seventh inning. But I was there. Nonetheless, you're like, Haiti, it would have been 14-0 if I wouldn't have thrown this dude out at the plate late in the game. But the 89 Orioles came out of nowhere and competed until the final weekend of the season against the Blue Jays. What are your memories of that year? One of the best. It didn't end in the playoffs. They would have made it if today's playoff format was in place. But what do you remember most about that 89 season?
Well, Bob, we got a few new players. However, we lost 20. The guys, we had memories of the 21 in a row, trust me. In 88, I didn't think we were going to win a game the whole year, to be honest with you. That's how bad it was. It's true. But we're playing Clemens on opening day, one of the best pitchers in the league. And I'm thinking, we don't want to start this over again. As soon as we lose that first game, they're going to be talking about the 21-game streak and a whole bit. So it ended up, I drove in a run in, I think, the fourth inning to break a tie. But in the sixth inning, we're down by two. Cal hits a three-run homer in front of a sold-out crowd, and it just brought the crowd down. And then Craig Worthington got a single in the ninth, in the 11th. And we walked it off, and we won our first game of the season against probably the best pitcher in the league. And that just started the why not season.
Now, Joe Urselak joining us, going into the Orioles Hall of Fame this weekend, and rightfully so. 105.7 The Fan, Eddie Hayden, Nolan McGraw. The 92 year, first year at Camden Yards, you were in the starting lineup. That first game against the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe was on the mound for the Birds. Camden Yards, believe it or not, 33 years old and counting. But what do you recall about opening day 92? Another season, Slack, in which the Orioles were expected to suck and were in contention until the final week of September that year as well.
That's true. I couldn't be misremembering, but I think we had a better record that year than we did in 89.
They had similar, I believe.
Similar, okay. Well, opening day for me, I was in right field, and we had a sellout crowd. Everybody's wearing white. And I'm telling you what, I'm scared to death out there. I can't see, barely see at all out there with the crowd and everything. And I was nervous, and I got the first fly ball. Kenny Lofton hit it out there. Fortunately, I could see it and made the play. And so I got in the history books that way. But we had a good team, a confident team, and we played well. And Sutcliffe was a nice acquisition to a young rotation.
Joe, what do you think about some of the teammates that you played with here in Baltimore? Obviously, Cal Ripken. You were here when Ben McDonough, Messina made their major league debuts, Greg Olson, among others. Who were some of your favorite teammates here in Baltimore during your years?
Well, I like most of the guys on the team. You know, we had a lot of pride in the outfield. Brady Anderson and, you know, Mike Devereaux, who I'm going to join in the Oriole Hall of Fame, which makes me proud of that. We had a tight bond where our motto was no drops. And that doesn't mean we're not going to drop any. It means we're not going to let any of the balls hit to the outfield drop. And we played like that, and we didn't let too many drop. And it really helped our pitching staff. And I enjoyed playing with those guys.
Your favorite memory being a Baltimore Oriole?
My favorite memory was probably game of the week, Yankee Stadium. One of our guys got sick. So Frank Robinson, you know, he didn't like to shuffle the lineup, so he just plugged me in. I wasn't supposed to play. He plugged me in to the cleanup spot. Well, I had like 7 home runs and 1,000 at-bats, you know. And never hit cleanup, and Walt Terrell was pitching, and I was 0 for 10 against him. So I don't know if Frank was trying to get me out of town, or he just had a hunch, you know. Maybe Frank had a hunch. So I hit a sack fly the first time, and then I hit 2 home runs into the bleachers in right center. End up going 3 for 3 with 4 runs scored. Larry Sheets hit a double score me for the winning run. We won 5-4 Yankee Stadium. Had 50 passes in the stands, and I wasn't even supposed to play that night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One thing I remember, Joe, when you and I, along with Jen Royal, Jim Duquette, and others were doing Baltimore Baseball Tonight in the early years at Pickles, was Mike Trout's first series here in Baltimore. And being a New Jersey guy, Joe Ursulak, I'll never forget, his family came up to you and talked to you, Joe Ursulak, like you were a New Jersey baseball legend. And I was, and that was the night that Trout made the catch with J.J. Hardy, if you remember. And I was like, damn, look at Joe getting props here by Mike Trout's family on a Friday night.
I don't remember. I don't have as good a memory as you do, but I do remember this, that they were two of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Very genuine people and, you know, proud of their son. And, you know, we didn't know how great Mike Trout was going to be all time, but they're just very nice people.
Joe, last thing for you, because we know you're a busy guy. What's going into the Orioles Hall of Fame mean to you?
I'll tell you, it's a true honor for me. I never expected it. I got to be honest with you. I never consider myself Hall of Fame, but a lot of people do, and it means a lot to me, and I'll be honored to go in.
Joe Ursulak, Oriole Hall of Famer. Joe, congratulations on the honor. Appreciate you. Hey, what do you think of this year's team, by the way? How the hell did this happen?
Well, the pitching struggled, and they got some injuries, and I think they'll be back next year. I really do. They got to get some strengthen up the pitching staff a little bit. I think the hitters will come back, and they'll be fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.